when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, coming to you with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio. It's a delight and it's a great blessing to come to you by way of this radio station today, bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis. We're over here on the west side of Manchester. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here at 188 Conant Street on the west side of Manchester. And if you would like to go to our website to find out about our ministry, go to theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. You can also find us on Facebook and also Instagram. And we are just so delighted to come to you today, bringing to you this radio broadcast, coming with words of encouragement, words of inspiration that come out of the Word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God shall never pass away. Once again, your host today here, I am Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. And we are so thankful that we have this opportunity to bring to you the word of the Lord today on this radio station. Amen. We're going to be going to the word of God today, and I have a few things on my heart that I would like to share and encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, with that are listening. We are living in the last days, and if any of you have been in the church world for very long, or the church, and you begin to hear something regularly from most pastors, most Bible teachers, and that is that we are living in the last days. I believe most of Bible-believing Christians believe that we are in that time period where the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is soon. And we have been told by him and throughout the scriptures, what would it look like on the face of the earth and what would be transpiring in the earth before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 24 gives us very good insight into the details of what shall we see before Christ comes. And it is giving very specific things. And we need to understand that we are living in this time period. Simultaneously, we are seeing so many of the events upon the earth happening so quickly. Time is going by swiftly. And if there has ever been a time that we as the people of God need to be about our Father's business, it is the day and the hour that we are living. Once again, my name is Pastor N.R. Davis. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on the west side of Manchester. We are located at 188 Conant Street, and it would be a delight for you to come visit us. If you're looking to visit a church, or if you'd like to just come by and see us and meet us, we have regular services at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then also Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. It would be a delight to have you come and visit us. So here today, I'm going to be going to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 4. I have a few verses of scripture today that I would like to read in your hearing. And I want to inspire you to let you know that the Word of God is a sure word. It is a word that is for every generation. And today I want to put emphasis on the importance of prayer in the life of the believer. And it has been said that God does nothing but through men and women of God that pray. Many today would say that prayer is probably the most important thing in the life of the believer. And this is our way of communicating with God, communing with God, and interacting with God. The question was asked to Charles Spurgeon, what is more important, prayer or reading your Bible? And he gave a very interesting answer to that question. What is more important in the life of a Christian, reading the Bible or a prayer life? And he said, well, what is more important, breathing oxygen into your lungs or exhaling it and breathing it out? And that simply is put that you cannot separate the two. Reading the Word of God in prayer is something that goes hand in hand. And it's just as important as oxygen is to our bodies, getting into our lungs and getting into our bloodstream. That is how important it is for the life of a Christian to pray to their Heavenly Father. And this is something that I want to put emphasis on. If there's ever been a time that we in the church need to pray, it is the day and the hour that we're living. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, I'd like to share a few thoughts on a Bible study that we are doing here at the Abiding Light Church. Let's go down to verse 6 of Philippians 4 and 6. We're going to be reading through verse 8. Verses 6, 7, and 8, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, Paul the Apostle says to the Philippians, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Paul here is addressing the Philippians in this chapter in regards, if you'll read in the earlier part of this chapter up to verse 1, he says, therefore, my dearly beloved, I have longed for my joy and crown and steadfast in the Lord. He says, therefore, my dearly beloved, he says, and longed for my joy, he says, and the crown, so stand fast in the Lord. This is a word of not necessarily encouragement or exhortation from Paul the Apostle, but in this first verse, he says, so stand fast in the Lord. This is what we must do as believers. In the time that we're living, it is so important for us to stand in the power of the Word of God. We must stand in the power of the Spirit. The Bible makes reference to we are in a warfare. Paul the Apostle likened it unto a fight of faith. And he talked about putting on the whole armor of God. It is so important for us to recognize who our enemies are. We have a world that is not for us as Christians. We have a world that is against truth, righteousness. They hate the God of heaven. But brothers and sisters, I want to exhort you to let you know that if God be for us, who can be against us? We have the promise of the Word of God that we can stand strong and in the power of His might. And that if our God is for us, who can be against us? We need to be faithful to walking in obedience to the word of God. So Paul is exhorting, and not necessarily exhorting, but it is a commandment for them to stand fast in the Lord, Philippians 4 and 1. And he calls them dearly beloved. He's speaking to his brethren. And he's talking about spiritual stability in the life of believers. He goes on in verse 2, an exhortation and commandment to tell them to come together. Bring the brothers together. Bring the sisters together. Those that you labor with in the work of God, in the church. And I want to put an emphasis on, I believe one of the most important things in our communities is the local church. It's not enough for people just to get the word of God on the radio. We thank God for radio. We thank God for television. We thank God for social media. It gives us the ability to reach the masses. But social media and church online, if you will, to make it plain, is no excuse not to be part of a local body of believers. So many today are content with just to stay in their homes during this time. And I understand during this pandemic, many have stayed home and wanted to stay away from getting sick. And I understand that. But there comes a time where we must come together in the name of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. In order for you to stand in this day and hour, you must be a part of a local church, a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. This is important that you get a steady diet of the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. And if we're going to be a strong church in this day and hour, and God knows our communities, especially Manchester, where we're from, where there's drug problems and so much wickedness and evil and murder and rape and so much violence that's transpiring within the cities in our state and around this country and in Massachusetts, New England. It's everywhere. The Bible says because evil men and seducers are continuing to deceive. They're going to be deceiving and being deceived. They're going to wax worse and worse. It's not going to get better until Jesus comes. But I want to tell you this, that though the time is evil and wicked, I believe that God is going to have a church. He is going to have a people that will walk in the power of God in this last day hour. We are living in that time. We are living in that time where we can walk in the power of God. And we have a secret weapon. Paul goes on to talk about coming together. The Bible says that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, especially as we see the day of the Lord approaching. I want to admonish you and encourage you, and if you're just tuning in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis coming to you with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church over here on 188 Conant Street, on the west side of Manchester, New Hampshire. That is 188 Conant Street on the west side of Manchester. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio, and it's such a privilege and honor to work with the management there at the radio station. And we thank God for the opportunity to bring you this word today. I want to encourage you from a pastor's heart. If there's ever been a day and an hour that the pastors need the flock of God, the people of God, to be faithful, to come to the house of God in their attendance, and to be faithful and dedicated and committed to make themselves available to serve their local church, this is the time that it is needed. We are stronger together. We need men and women of God that are willing to come and do whatever they can do with their gifts, with their talents, and in their capacity in which God has called them to be used to do a work. Remember, the Bible says, and Jesus said, that the fields are ripe unto harvest. They are wide unto harvest. There's so many, but the laborers to reach the lost. We need laborers. They're very few in this day and hour. So I want to encourage you. You need to be a part of a local church, and you need to be about your Father's business. We've got to recognize the Bible declares that in this last day hour, that men's hearts would be failing them for fear of the things that they see coming up on the face of the earth. But I want to tell you this, God has not given his people the spirit of fear. The Bible declares that fear is a spirit. And God has not given you, my sister, you, my dear brother, you, my friend, you that are listening to me right now, you're tormented by a spirit of fear. You have anxiety, you have stress, you have worry. I feel the presence of God right now here, behind this microphone as I'm speaking to somebody that's listening right now, maybe driving down the road in their vehicle, in the highway, somewhere here in New England. You're hearing this, Pastor. And I want to tell you that fear is not of God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of peace, power, and love and a sound mind. And I want to let you know that we as believers can overcome fear. Fear of what tomorrow holds, fear of our future, fear and anxiety of the financial stress that's in some people's lives. There's many today without jobs. You may not have a job. You may not have the ability to pay your bills, pay your rent, pay your mortgage, pay all of the things that you are responsible to pay, your insurance, taking care of your family, put food in the cupboard. You may be struggling right now, but God never forsakes his people. You do not have to fear because God is the one that is in control. Be at peace to know that God said that I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I believe it was King David that said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God will not forsake you. He'll take care of you. And you do not have to be fearful in this day and hour. But one thing we must understand in the last part of this broadcast, and if you're just tuning in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here on the west side of Manchester. If you'd like to visit us, we're over here at 188 Conant Street. That is 188 Conant Street here on the west side of Manchester, New Hampshire. You can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. You could also go to our Facebook page, The Abiding Light Church. You can see all of our times for our Sunday service at 11 o'clock in the morning and our Wednesday Bible study at 7 o'clock in the evening. We'd be delighted to have you come visit us. If you're looking for a home church, we'd be so glad to meet you and have you visit us. And if you'd just like to drop in for a visit, by all means, come by. We would love to meet you. We always enjoy meeting brothers and sisters of precious like faith. With the last few moments here on this radio broadcast, I want to put emphasis on verses 6, 7, and 8. Verses 6, 7, and 8, mostly dealing with verse 6 here on Philippians 4 and 6, he says, brethren, you don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be afraid. When you come together, you need to understand that we are strong as we come together as God's people. One can put 1,000 and two can put 10,000. The Bible declares that when we come together in the name of the Lord, he is right there in the midst of his people. He says here in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't be fearful. Don't be worried. That word, be careful, means you don't have to be anxious. There's ever been a time where I've seen more people, Christians, good brothers and sisters, people that are so stressed, so worried, so fearful, so afraid. I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to be repetitive, God has not given you the spirit of fear. You can go to God in prayer, and there is power in the name of Jesus. When we come to God in prayer, believing, the Bible says that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. But know that you've got a secret place that you can go to in God in prayer. I'm talking to somebody today that's dealing with depression. dealing with anxiety, dealing with stress, dealing with a life that feels overwhelmed. You're mentally cannot take anymore. You physically are struggling. The cares of this life have burdened you down to the point where you don't know what to do. I'm here to tell you that there is a God in heaven that cares when you think nobody else cares. He said that if you will come unto me, all you that labor, all of you that are tired and weary of this life, and life is not fair, life is hard. Don't let anybody lie to you and tell you that life is easy. Life is a battlefield. Life is a struggle. But listen, there's some good season, but there are a lot of bad seasons in life. And I can tell you, for those of you that are struggling with fear, struggling with depression, struggling with anxiety, struggling with things of all the stress and worry, where your heart is overwhelmed, I can tell you the old songwriter said, "Lead me to that rock that is higher than I." You can go to Jesus Christ in prayer, my friend. My sister, my brother, you don't have to bear these burdens alone. You don't have to carry all the care all alone. He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." Life is getting heavy. It's getting difficult. It's getting hard. But there is a God in heaven that says, "Come unto me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'll help you through the struggle. I'll help you through the valley. I'll help you through this storm that you're going through. And I want to let you know today, my brothers and sisters, there is a God that we can go to. We don't have to be anxious, but in everything, verse 6 says in Philippians 4, 6, everything by prayer and supplication, giving God thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. You can take all of this to God in prayer. Say, "Nobody cares what I'm going through. I'm going through it all alone. And you have no idea, Pastor, the struggle in my marriage, the struggle with my children, the struggle on my job, the struggle in my mind, the battles that I'm fighting." I'm here to tell you there is nothing impossible with God. He can heal your marriage. He can turn around your situation with those troubled teenagers and the children that seem to have no hope. I'm here to tell you that prodigal son, his father was at home praying for a prodigal sitting in a pig pen. And I'm telling you, that prodigal was about ready to eat the husk in that old pig pen. And then the Bible says he came to himself and says, "I'm going home." God can turn the heart of your son, your daughter, your wayward husband, your wife, those that are backslid, that you're burdened about. God can turn their hearts to come back to the house of God. So I want to let you know today there is hope in Jesus Christ, and there is hope in him today. And we can believe that he is more than able to answer every prayer that you will bring to him, everything by God in prayer. And this is what we must do, is bring it all to God in prayer. Casting all your care upon the Lord, for he careth for you. You can bring it all to him today. You can bring it all to Jesus and lay it at his feet, and he'll bring you through your troubled seasons of life. This is Pastor N.R. Davis. I'm bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast today. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 here on WDER Radio. It's always a delight and a privilege to come to you bringing the Word of God, words of hope, words of inspiration that come from the Word of God. I want you to know that you've got a friend in Jesus. He's always there, and he sticketh closer than any brother or any sister. And he said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. And if you'd like to go to our website, check out all of our information. We have some clips of videos there from services in the sanctuary of the Abiding Light, and a lot of information on our missions work and different works that we are so privileged to do in the work of the Lord here. But I want to remind you, we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, and we're so thankful for being on WDER in Derry, New Hampshire, WILD in Worcester and Springfield, and also over there simulcasting in the Boston radio station. It is a delight with all of our Massachusetts listeners. We bless you in the name of the Lord from up here in Manchester, New Hampshire. My name is Pastor N.R. Davis, and once again, you can go to our website at theabidinglightchurch.com. Also, we go live at 12:30, 12 to 12:30. We go live on Facebook and also our YouTube page. You can go to our YouTube page, The Abiding Light Pentecostal Church. You can go to our YouTube page. You can like that page or subscribe onto that, and you can hear all of our preaching in the sanctuary of the Abiding Light Church. Once again, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. And until next Saturday, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
When man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.